Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Extremely cold Arctic air is gripping the region with temperatures below zero and severe wind chill. The Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency calls the conditions potentially life-threatening. WBUR meteorologist David Epstein joins us now. David, quantify this cold for us.
Sharon, to quantify the cold, let's think of it this way. The last time it was this cold in Boston, Sputnik hadn't even gone up yet, and that was the first man-made satellite. It was 1957. And Boston at that point was at -9 degrees, and that's where we are this morning. So just absolutely unbelievable.
Wow. So I guess it's been colder at some point deep in history?
Yeah, actually, it's been colder in history back in the 1950s. And it's certainly been colder in February. We've been as cold as -18 back in 1934. But in terms of recent decades, this is the coldest in Boston. Now, places outside of Boston which have radiational cooling, which cool down on a morning where Boston might be 1 or 2 degrees, something like Norwood could be -10 or -11. But the situation with the wind blowing the cold air all the way from the Arctic straight out to the coastline, it didn't really allow the heat island effect, which normally keeps Boston a little bit warmer, to work last night because of the wind. It just negated the whole thing. So that's why Boston got so cold. Now, Worcester set a new record. Providence set a new record as well. But it's really the city that's, to me, the most amazing because of the heat island effect, just being completely negated by those strong winds.
Describe again the heat island effect.
So the fact that Boston's been built up since the 1950s, we've added building after building after building. What happens at night is that the buildings radiate heat, and it normally keeps the Boston, New York, Philadelphia, all these northern cities a little bit warmer than the surrounding suburbs. When you have a lot of wind, it blows the cold air right in, and it kind of doesn't let the heat island effect work. And that's why Logan Airport, which is where Boston's temperatures are taken, got so cold last night. Tonight, Norwood may be -11, but Boston will be 2 or 3 degrees above zero. And that's more typical of what we see. It's that wind that really drove the cold air right through the city. And actually, people that have plants that have been planting Zone 6 plants, last night Boston had a Zone 5B night for plant enthusiasts. It's going to be interesting to see what got damaged here this spring.
Well, you know, speaking of the wind, let's go into the wind chill issue. What level is the wind chill at?
So the coldest I saw this morning was in the -40s up around the Worcester Hills, and that'll continue to climb, getting out back into the -30s, -20s, and eventually we'll get out of that dangerous level here during the late morning to about noontime, and that's when the wind chill warning will expire. So for the next few hours, it's definitely cold, definitely very windy. If you've got to be outside, you want to make sure your extremities are covered. You can go outside, just don't have any exposed skin.
Yeah, how dangerous are these conditions for people and also for pets and, as you mentioned, for vegetation?
Right. So most vegetation's fine. It's really for people that are plant enthusiasts that tend to experiment with plants. We put things in that probably belong down in the mid-Atlantic, and we try them. And for people like myself, we're going to lose those plants. But for pets, you want to get them out, have them do their business, and get them back inside. Their paws especially can get frostbite after a long period of time. It's not a morning where you want to take a dog on a long walk like you might typically do.
Is the most extreme cold behind us?
So the most extreme cold is definitely behind most of us. As I said, tomorrow morning, some of the spots like Norwood and other little valley locations may be equally as cold in terms of actual temperature, but the wind chills won't be anywhere near what we saw. As a matter of fact, winds will be actually calm overnight tonight, so it'll feel a lot better. And then temperatures are really going to start to come up tomorrow, getting near freezing. And by Tuesday afternoon, into the mid-40s. So think about this. It's going to be in the mid-40s Tuesday afternoon. It felt like the mid-40s below zero. We're going to have a 90-degree turnaround in terms of the way it feels in 60 hours. Pretty amazing.
Oh, absolutely. And the precipitation coming up this week?
So we'll have a little bit of snow, sleet, freezing rain move in Monday night. I think by the Tuesday morning commute, most of that should have changed over to rain. So if there are problems with the commute with a few slippery spots, it would mostly be north and west of Boston. And then temperatures get well into the 40s, perhaps even in the lower 50s.
Thank you, David. WBUR meteorologist David Epstein. This is 90.9 WBUR.